When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the saying, right church, wrong pew? I'm sure you've heard that. I do think Saban to the NFL makes sense, but remember what happened in Miami. He wanted Drew Brees. He had Drew Brees locked in, and the doctors didn't clear Brees, so he had to settle for Culpepper, got the hell out of town. Quarterback matters for Saban. Colin, unless they go 3-14 and can get Arch Manning, I don't think that Dak Prescott gets Saban to the Cowboys. But I think the team to watch would be the Buffalo Bills. If they slip up in the postseason, they are favorites, and they want to run out McDermott, Saban plus Josh Allen in Buffalo, getting the Bills, finally that Super Bowl that's been elusive.
FS1's Jason McIntyre on the Herd there, talking what has kind of started at SEC Media Day, thanks to Lane Kiffin, who, by the way, with Paul Feinbaum later, kind of joked that he was bored, so he's like decided to just throw out there that Saban's returning to coaching. Which, that's my favorite part, is that he's like, I was bored here. Like, there's nothing going on. Like, I missed my old coach. Bored. So I just said he's going to start coaching again, which I find hysterical. I do agree on one point, and I know Urban Meyer later on, I think in that exact show, told Colin, I don't think he goes back to college. I agree on that. He got out at the perfect time. We never got to see how Alabama did with Nick Saban in the NIL era. They're doing not the best in terms of NIL money. They are doing well in recruiting, but we never really got to see how Saban dealt with that. Mm-hmm. And we already know guys like Kirby Smart, who's very much of the Nick Saban elk. I mean, he comes from his coaching tree, hates it. Still doing well, though. I agree. If he returns to coaching, I don't think he does, it will be the NFL.
No.
It just...
He would never go back to the NFL.
But that's the thing. I don't think he's going back, but he's 100% not going back to college. I think there's a 99% assured he's not coaching again, but that 1% is NFL.
No, that 1% is still also college.
It's not college.
You want to know why?
It's not college.
He's not good at the power dynamic of the National Football League.
I think he'd be just fine with it.
He was awful with it.
Because quarterback was terrible. He had a bad team and was trying to figure it out. If he has a quarterback, I think he's fine.
It's not about quarterback. It's about power. It's a lot of college coaches' biggest problems. It is a power dynamic.
I don't see him having that issue anymore. If that was the issue solely in Miami, it wasn't. He's not going to have that problem. He's a delegator now to his coaches.
Yes, but also, like, still, I don't think that Saban, who, and this is that 1% of him even returning to coaching, he would probably have the same pitfalls that he had when it comes to control, not being the most important person in the room, which is something that a lot of college coaches fail at. Whether they are younger coaches that come up the ranks or they are older ones that jump from college to pro, it rarely ends well for any of them. Because they are the backbone of a program. They are not the backbone of an NFL team.
See, I think that can work in the NFL. I think it does often. Sean McVay is the most important person for the Rams. He is number one on the call sheet. It can work. You just have to win. Bill Belichick's disciples, who all wanted to copy the authoritarian thing, were just bad at it. McDaniels didn't have a quarterback and then was kind of a nutcase. He was bad at it. Bill O'Brien had the quarterback. You just found out he's a bit of a nutcase. And that was their problem.
How many of those guys made the jump right from college, though?
Well, I'm saying from that, the authoritarian. It can work in the NFL. The jump from college.
There's
the
a difference between authoritarian, though, and college coach authoritarian types. Not even authoritarian. College coaches. You are supposed to be the backbone because players leave in three or 4 years, sometimes sooner, based on transfer portal. You have to be the backbone of the program. You have to be the most important person in there.
Yeah.
It is almost a necessity. And in the NFL, if the quarterback is better and they don't respect you, you're out of here. Even if the quarterback's halfway decent and you try to treat yourself as more important than them, you're probably gone. The only example you brought up is McVay, who has not been a directly from college person. He grew up in the pro ranks.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how it goes. So while he is probably the most important person in the Los Angeles Rams, got myself there. While he is the most important person with the Rams in their organization, he also knew he needed a better quarterback.
Well, yeah, you're dead in the water if you don't have a quarterback.
But that's the thing. He understands the power dynamic as well. That it needs to be better, and I need a better quarterback to do that. He understands. That's the thing. College coaches very rarely understand, and that is why they all fail.
Well, because it's not a different sport anymore, though. It's not. It's the same. The coach now is the backbone, but you're making about the same as your players,
but
your big
Saban,
players.
However, Saban left when the sports are now starting to become more similar.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, Kirby Smart doesn't like it. He's at Georgia. Sark seems fine with it at Texas. I mean, for the most part, because they're spending a lot of money. Same with Ryan Day.
But that's also a man that would refuse to relinquish power. That's why he would never coach in the pros.
See, I think you can get by with it. You just need to win. It was no one liked Belichick playing for him, but like, we won. We're fine. So you deal with it. The moment you don't start winning, that's the problem. And that's where a lot of these disciples of Belichick, and no, they didn't come right from college, but that's teams don't hire right out of college.
Because it always burns them.
No, stick with the NFL. Stick with the NFL. It's the same with college. You stick with college. There is a difference in the jump, but it doesn't happen. Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame would walk in and be a great college or great NFL coach. He just would. He gets along well with everybody. He is a former player. He can do it. The problem, if you're not winning, Nick Saban didn't immediately win, but he was with a bad team, and he didn't really like the media constantly pushing him, and
Chip
he didn't
Kelly
have a quarterback.
Won initially.
Yeah.
And then he still screwed it up with the power dynamic.
Well, because they made him GM.
Because what do they want? They want total control.
But that's most coaches.
Because that's what they're used to.
But that's most coaches.
Not most coaches.
Most coaches would love to be GMs. Teams have to be smart and go, no, we're going to have somebody else help you out. You have to have an ego. It's the same with quarterbacks. I think it's ridiculous when people are like, I like a humble quarterback. No, you don't. You want one that's a psycho. That is like, I'm the greatest gift that this world's ever put on this earth. I am the reason this city's relevant. That's what you want. You want the same in a coach that thinks everything they do is correct, but you have to have counterbalances. College doesn't always have them, but college coaches are now starting to get them where they'll have an assistant that pulls them back, that stands on their side. You'll see them standing on their side constantly. They're literally just whispering in their ear to be like, hey, keep doing this on defense. Run the ball. Stick to the plan. I've heard a few guys talk about that at SEC Media Day where like that's a thing now with coaches. They're all egomaniacs. You don't get to this job without being a bit of a nutcase.
College football, though, has been for the longest time a system of that. And now that it is changing.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Saban never lived in that part of it. He never coached in that part of it where it is changing.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no checks and balances. And for coaches like that, there's no way he would go back and coach in the NFL, because it is the same thing that he effectively walked away from, which is how college football is changing more toward a pro style.
See, I think he'd be happy to go back to the NFL if he was younger. There is actually checks and balances. College right now has none. It's all paid. Guys can leave after 1 year. The recruiting classes kind of don't matter to a certain extent, because, again, if you recruit a guy but he wants to play right away and you don't, he could be out and he was the linchpin to your class. LSU, perfect example. Bryce Underwood. He was the linchpin to their class this year. Quarterback, number one player. Dave Portnoy in Michigan reportedly paid him way more. He's gone. That was the linchpin to their entire recruiting class. Now, luckily for them, Garrett Nussmeier came back, so they're all right. They're fine, and they're recruiting really well this year. But there's actual checks and balances in the NFL. And to be fair, you're dealing with adults, which mm-hmm. that's something for a lot of these guys they'd rather deal with. They like having the junior seniors knowing what they're doing. These guys get burnt out because they don't have a quarterback.
Yes, but
Urban Meyer is the worst example for this, because Urban, you saw, came in and decided he was going to treat it like a college program.
And that's why it doesn't – like, that's why Saban would not. Because Saban is still used to that style of, like, college, to where it will not translate. And he knew it. That's why he's walked away. That's why he's never coming back.
No, I think he just retired. He's done. He's good.
Well, that's true. He's also accomplished everything he needs to accomplish.
He's retired. He's good. He's not going to be the same coach that he was in, what, 2006 when he's in Miami?
Yeah.
That was young Nick Saban coming from LSU. I'm the best. I brought them their first national champ. These guys are going to make mistakes, especially at that early part. There was such a difference between college and the pros. Now there's a bit of a less one. The pros has more guardrails.
Yes.
You're seeing coaches try to leave college to be coordinators of position coaches.
And
the
now
NFL
allows me the chance to walk something back I said. I think college coaches nowadays would probably be more well geared to being NFL coaches. Whereas back in the day, before NIL or the transfer portal really became relevant, they have not.
Yeah, I mean,
but Saban never took part in this. So,
well, no, but
that's why he would fail.
He did in the first parts, though. He got out before it got bad.
Yes.
I mean, remember, this is only Kalen DeBoer's first year at Alabama. Mm-hmm. He's now going into year two. He was there for when it was like, okay, this is getting, I don't like this. He had to beg it. There's a video out there, 3 years ago, where he's essentially begging boosters from Alabama, like, hey,
we need money.
We need money here, guys. Like, we are now competing against the Joneses of the world. Texas has oil money. You know, the northern schools all have really rich alumni. We got to, like, work this out. And that's why, like, I bring up Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame.
Right.
The only reason they're not in the NFL, they're being paid double some NFL coaches.
Yeah.
Sark is making, like, $9 million a year at Texas.
And that's what I mean about
– in the same state, Schottenheimer in Dallas, I'm pretty sure, is making 4.4.
And that's why I mentioned something about, like, they are used to being the pillars, and in the NFL they are not. And that's really where I was coming from with that argument, is they are the most important people in that building, always, bar none. And nowadays, though, it's different. It is evolving. It's changing and it's shifting. And I do believe part of my thought on Saban leaving is because of that. He knew he would not translate well with this. He knew it would not be something more suited to his style. And that's why he decided also to leave. He also accomplished everything he needed to. But he knew he was going to suffer from this and wanted out before he started losing. Or started more or less regressing to the mean, which is, you know, sometimes you win the SEC championship instead of always. That's why I think that that's still the case. And why, if he were to return, it would be to a program in college that would accept him as a short-term answer for something before they found a long-term guy. Why would you get back into the rat race of the NFL if you already accomplished everything that you need to?
I mean, you can ask the same though for Pete Carroll. And Carroll did work when he came from USC.
And Carroll's the one example that you can bring up, because for every Pete Carroll, I can bring you a Chip Kelly or a Matt Rhule.
We can bring a Pete Carroll, though, because he learned, but he learned from his mistakes.
He learned. He had to be humbled first.
Carroll went to the Patriots, right? It wasn't the Jets. Yep. It was the Patriots. You know, you realize the authoritarian thing doesn't work because they all... Yeah, I mean, look, you're right to a certain extent. Most of them are coming because they've reached the pinnacle of college football. Mm-hmm. They should have big egos. The problem is they go to bad teams that have no quarterback. And then when they start the authoritarian BS,
but they oftentimes have a chance to pick their quarterback.
Sometimes, if you have a good quarterback class. Saban, from all reports I've ever read, Saban really wanted Breeze.
Does
Saban ever go to Alabama if he lands Breeze? No. There's no shot he goes ever to Alabama. He has Drew Brees. We all know what he became. The arm strength was not the issue.
Right.
He ended up being just fine. He maybe isn't the 5,000-yard all-time pass yards guy, but he's probably really good. And Saban probably never goes to Alabama because he's got his quarterback. I'm fine. I'm good. Bill Belichick, I mean, it's kind of famous now because I know this station's done a lot. Before Brady's got, what, a 500 or just below 500 record?
Yeah.
They all know that. The difference in college is you can recruit your quarterback constantly. In college, you don't always need a quarterback. Like, Saban's winning national titles with Greg McElroy and AJ McCarron.
Winning differently, as you had mentioned in the last segment. I still think that there is something to it where the old guard of college football, it didn't succeed for a reason. And now, I'd be curious if a college coach jumps to the NFL and is a head coach. I'd be more curious about it now because you are dealing with constant shifting, which is free agency, and having to deal with players getting paid. And maybe they might have a more important status than you. Like, now I'm actually interested.
I think it would work more. I mean, I will bring up Marcus Freeman's name forever. And I know Notre Dame fans also probably are constantly feeling this every offseason of when is Freeman going to not jump ship, but just too much money's being offered.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making a ton at Notre Dame, and I just looked up real quick some NFL coaching contracts. It's the big guys that are being paid the most. Reed is at $20 million. Peyton's at 18, Tomlin 16. The guys that have been there and done it forever, they're there. But the young guys coming up, outside of Ben Johnson, it's a lot of guys that have been there.
I do love, though, ultimately at the end of the day, and the perfect way to wrap up this segment, Josh wanted to play this because McIntyre said something ridiculous that involved the Bills, and we touched none on that part.
Well, we do with the quarterback. We did mention the quarterback. Kind of. The Bills are not firing Sean McDermott to hire Nick Saban.
No.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.